good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and all major podcast providers. So if you can't catch the show live, you can download it or simply use our free podcast player, which is available on our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to connect with us, please post a question on our wall on Facebook or send me a tweet at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Austria's Finest Naturally Authentic Pumpkin Seeds and Pumpkin Seed Oil from the Steiermark, available at organicuniverse.com. Listeners of The Organic View can receive $1 off their purchase by using the coupon code ORGVIEW. That's ORGVIEW. For other promotional offers, please visit TheOrganicView.com's website. Everyone has a father. Whether you love him or hate him, you only get one. Regardless of your relationship, the importance of a father in a person's life is paramount. There are many lessons to be learned, regardless of what your relationship may or may not be. On today's show, author Jay Palaitner is going to talk about his best-selling book, The Dad Book. So I'd like to welcome to the show, Jay Palaitner. Good afternoon, Jay, and welcome to the show.
Well, hey, June. I'm glad to be here. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, and for what it's worth, happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. It's my privilege, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening out there and all the Organic View listeners. I appreciate that.
Jay, could you take a moment to share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
Well, yeah. I'm a dad. I got four sons, all out of college and married and productive members of society. I've got a daughter who is actually going to college at the University College of Dublin in Ireland. I'm not sure how that happened. I got three grandbabies in the last 2 years, bang, bang, bang. So that's just a delight. I produce radio programs, and I've written quite a few books for dads and relationships. I just have a real passion for fathering, and because we're designed, God designed us to love our kids and be awesome dads and to enjoy fatherhood, and I'm just an advocate for that. Yeah.
Could you also talk about your relationship with the National Center for Fathering? Because I think that's really important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Down in Kansas City, it's a research and a speaking and a organization for dads, the National Center for Fathering. Fathers.com is their website. So if you're a dad out there and if you've got any thoughts or questions or needs or desires, there's all kinds of resources there. But I've been actually co-writing their little daily radio program and producing it for almost 20 years now. It's called Today's Father, which is on about 400 or 500 stations, mostly Christian stations, but other stations as well. It's a great organization, the National Center for Fathering.
Let's just take a moment and talk about the importance of a father in a child's life. There's so much emphasis on the relationship between the child and the mother, but for some reason, society has pretty much forgotten, or so it seems, about the importance of the father. Why is that?
I think it's because, there's a lot of single moms out there, and I just so applaud how hard they're working, but I think we would do better to maybe create fewer single moms so that work on marriages so that they remain intact and to maybe promote families kind of thing. But here's the difference between moms and dads, and here's why you need both of them. I think moms, if I can, you don't want to put everybody in the same boat, but I think in general kids learn about love and nurturing and those kind of warm fuzzies from mom. And I think kids get their worldview from their dads and how to look out at the world and how to see it as an adventure and to get their courage. And all you have to do is think about when a kid comes home with a homework assignment, a second grader, third grader comes home with a homework assignment, mom just wants to get it done, has a time set aside, get the homework done, and so we can move on with other things. But dad will take if a kid comes home and suddenly he's got a science experiment, dad's going to talk about look up at the stars and see if you can identify the stars. And dad will start talking about, well, who put those stars into space? Where's your place in this world? Or if a kid comes home with a history assignment, Dad'll start talking about the founding of our country and the roots and the history of it and how we fit into the whole thing. So that's why we need both moms and dads. Again, not to put any parent in a box, but I think moms and dads work so well together for the health of the family. And families, frankly, families are the building block of a community and the building block of our country. And so I'm a strong advocate for keeping family strong.
I thought it was really beautiful that you wrote, quote, "Regardless of how you acquired this volume, there's one thing that must be acknowledged. The book is really the gift. The gift is how a man responds to the idea of being a father."
Well, yeah, we have several choices at dads, and you know that. We could be the provider, and a lot of dads do that. They provide, and they think that's enough. But some dads just, you know, donate sperm and then leave. What the heck, you know, get out of town. Didn't want to be a dad. But I love grabbing dads by the shoulders and say, "Listen, man, your kids need you. There's great joy in this. Fathering is a reward. It's a blessing. It's a blast." I just challenge dads. A book like this. It's called The Dad Book. And yeah, you could give that as a gift to somebody, but more so than that, they need to know that they are a gift to their kids, and kids are a gift to you, Dad.
While I was reading this, it really brought back a lot of memories with my own dad, and I truly feel that even though my dad has been gone for many years, I think sometimes for many people, as I'm sure they would agree, you don't really appreciate all the things that your dad goes through until you get older. And I know for myself, at this particular point in my life, I value so many of the things that my father taught me when I was a child and so many of the things that my father did. So I just want to say thank you for writing this. This was really a joy to read.
Well, you know what? Yeah, if you look back at your life and go, how did I learn about rainbows and refraction? You learned that from your dad, probably. How did I learn about fireflies? You probably learned that from your dad. How did you learn about, you stop when you're raking leaves in the backyard and you look up and dad starts pointing out, you know, the geese and they fly in a V and why they fly in a V, that kind of thing. You know, those things come from your dad. And if you sit and that's what this book nudges. It nudges those little memories. By the way, June, I should say, I just heard, you know, when you look up at geese come flying overhead, how there's one line of geese is longer than the other one. Do you know why one line is longer than the other one? Because there's more geese in it. And the point is that, I'm sorry, the point is that kids get their sense of humor, I think, from their dads also. Again, not taking mom out of the equation at all, but courage and a sense of adventure and sense of humor, I think that's a gift that dads can and should give to their kiddos.
One of the stories that you included is about forgiveness. You included a story about a man named Paco. Could you share this story with our listeners?
Well, sure. Thank you, June. It's just one of the short little stories in the book. It's about Madrid, Spain, from several years ago, and a young man named Paco got an argument with his dad and was kicked out of the house and kind of walking the streets, and his father felt so terrible and didn't know what to do. He wanted to reconnect with his son. So the dad, Paco's dad, went to the big local newspaper and put in just a little teeny advertisement that read, "Paco, meet me at the Hotel Montana at noon on Tuesday. All is forgiven. Love, Papa." And it's just a little blurb in the newspaper. Maybe no one even noticed it. So Paco, you know, is such a common name in Spain that when the dad went down to the Hotel Montana the next day, there were 800 young men named Paco, and they were all had obviously responded to this little advertisement because they wanted to feel the forgiveness from their dad. And so, June, you know what? That there's so much brokenness out there that that kind of story rings so true with so many dads. You know, maybe this Father's Day, June, you and I can maybe challenge men who have maybe, you know, said something stupid, or maybe the dad said something, or, you know, what we all say things that we regret. So maybe, and I'm not, I can't even recommend this, I mean, think about it, pray about it, maybe call your dad and say, hey, happy Father's Day, Dad, I want you to know I'm thinking about you today. And maybe even if you got grandkids, if he's got kids, say, I want you to know your grandkids are doing okay. I just want to reconnect with you. Because, you know, some dads, and I talk to groups of dads, and some of those guys, and I look at the audience, you know, a couple hundred guys, dozens of them may not have spoken to their father in years for whatever silly, stupid reason. And again, it's a hard. Maybe dads don't expect dad to break down and say, "Oh, I'm so glad you called, son." But it might be an opening for that connection of the generations. And here's why: if you're a dad out there and if you're disconnected to your father, your kids need you to connect with your dad, so he can connect with you, so that you can connect with your kids, and they can connect to the next generation. Because that is really a core value, a core need we all have, is to connect the generations. You know that. Your father's been gone for a while, and you still feel that need to connect with him, and you think about him. And so, again, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little passionate here over the top. But yeah, forgiveness. We all carry stuff. We all carry crud. And asking forgiveness and giving forgiveness should be one of the top on our list of things to do.
Well, I think especially after a certain amount of time has gone by when you haven't spoken to your dad, or it doesn't matter who it is, but I think when there's that disconnect, that complete disconnect, I think when there is that opportunity to reconnect, sometimes people will find that enough time has passed that they feel more grounded and more able to deal with whatever the situation is and take a look back and say, you know what, this isn't as big of a deal as I thought it might have been. Or they might say, you know what, maybe my dad was going through something, or maybe I just wasn't in the right frame of mind to deal with all this, and now I am. Or it just might be a case of just accepting the person for who he or she might be. If it's like, you know, the case where it's a father and daughter or whatnot. So it's about acceptance and forgiveness.
Yeah. Well, you got to go back to that last scene in Field of Dreams when Kevin Costner has had this, clearly when he's a teenager, he had this blow up argument with his dad. And at the end, all he wants to do is just play catch. He just wants to play catch. And you need a trigger. Now, it might not be, ancient ball players showing up in a cornfield, but it could be Father's Day. Father's Day is a reason, maybe, to reconnect. And you know what? I would challenge any dad out there to do that and you know, email June and say, June, yeah, I reconnected with my dad. It was all because of that program that you had with Jay Payleitner about Father's Day. That'd be a thrill for both of us to know that some families reconnected. And that'd be something to hear, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Yeah, I have to tell you, I really enjoyed this collection of stories. How did you manage to select the stories that you included? I'm just curious about your process. You really touched upon so many different elements. You did a fabulous job.
Well, you know what? All you do is you sit down at the typewriter and you typewriter, silly. So sit down at the keyboard and you.
Do they make typewriters anymore?
I have this ancient typewriter that was my grandmother's, and it's a precious, cherished item. As a matter of fact, I'm holding it up on my website, which is jpayleitner.com. I've got a photo of myself holding up this ancient typewriter. It's great fun. Well, and the point is that we all have memories, and God has given me the ability to grab onto them and think about that. So, you know, when I think about the stuff I learned from my dad, I come across practical jokes. The book has a way to slice bananas inside the peel, so that when your kid opens it up, it's already sliced. Well, how to do Yeti tracks, you know, Sasquatch tracks in your backyard after a snowstorm, or the seven ways to reach first base. Every dad needs to know the seven ways to reach first base. You know, walk and hit and hit by pitch and drop third strike, and even include some poems. Casey at the bat. Manly poems, Casey at the Bat, Jabberwocky, Robert Frost's The Road Not Taken, In Flanders Field, that great poem about the World War One cemetery with all the soldiers there. So manly stuff and movie quotes. Boy, you can't go bad with movie quotes. So many of them are about fathers and sons.
And one of the things that I would like to point out is that this book isn't just for dads. It's for men that are thinking about becoming fathers, and it's also great for moms. There's all sorts of advice in here, and I think it doesn't matter who you are, what role you play in the family, I think you have something for everybody in this book.
Well, thank you. Well, there's no doubt that the greatest resource for a dad is not his own wisdom, his own experience. It's a wife, a mom who comes alongside him and encourages him and challenges him. Me, my wife Rita, makes me a better dad, no doubt about that. So I honor women out there who can support their husband, encourage them, even if they're not married anymore, even if there's a divorce situation. Boy, you know what? Moms and dads still need to communicate and get on the same page to do the best they can for the sake of their kids.
I couldn't agree more. Jay, thank you so much for being on the show today. Could you just take a minute and share your website once more with our listeners?
Sure. Well, it's actually my first and last name, jpayleitner.com. But it's easier. Here's an easy one to remember, folks. Fathers52.com. Fathers52.com. Because my best-selling book was actually 52 Things Kids Need from a Dad. That sold a couple hundred thousand copies. But the book we're going to talk about today is The Dad Book. The Dad Book. So thank you, June, for your time today. What a fun time to spend with you. And again, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to you, Jay. And folks, please check out the companion article that will accompany this interview on theorganicview.com. Thank you for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, and happy Father's Day.